AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A bill to end the U.S. government shutdown could pass the House of Representatives today. The Senate has already approved it. House Speaker Mike Johnson is recalling lawmakers back into session for the vote. When the government does reopen, federal food aid programs like SNAP will resume for millions of Americans. Yesterday, the Supreme Court decided not to order the government to fully fund SNAP before the shutdown ends. Airlines have canceled more than 9,000 flights across the U.S. after the Federal Aviation Administration ordered flights cut. It did this to ease pressure on air traffic controllers who have been working without pay. At a news conference, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the air traffic controllers who have come in during the shutdown should receive extra payments.
The air traffic controllers who didn't miss a day, they came for every scheduled shift that they had, they should get a bonus. Now, I don't know how many they're going to be. We have to do that analysis, but I'm aligned with the president. We are going to pay them a bonus. It'll be $10,000, depending on how many we have.
Forecasters say a new storm system is expected to bring more snow to New York and Pennsylvania today. Temperatures are frigid in much of the eastern U.S. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on a recall of baby formula.
Baby formula manufacturer ByHeart has recalled all of its products sold nationwide. That comes days after some batches were recalled during an expanding outbreak of infant botulism. State and federal health officials say at least 15 babies in 12 states have been sickened in the outbreak since August, and more cases are pending. All of the infants were hospitalized after consuming ByHeart formula. Parents and caregivers who have the formula in their homes should immediately stop using it and get rid of the product. Babies with symptoms of infant botulism need immediate medical care.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the death of an Oscar-nominated actress.
Sally Kirkland, a one-time model who became a regular on stage, film, and TV, has died. She was 84. She was best known for sharing the screen with Paul Newman and Robert Redford in The Sting and her Oscar-nominated title role in the 1987 movie Anna.
We went to all the festivals, Berlin, Venice, Cannes, and then I got pregnant.
Her representative says Kirkland died at a Palm Springs hospice. Sally Kirkland spoke to the AP in 2002 at Liza Minnelli's wedding.
This is Sally Kirkland in New York, the first time in ages, and Liza and David are the most amazing couple.
What about Michael Jackson? I heard.
Michael Jackson was carrying her train for a while.
One-time co-star Jennifer Tilly wrote on X, "Don't say Sally died. Say Sally passed on into the spirits. Safe passage, beautiful lady." I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.